Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Really, truly, get involved, get engaged, make something happen. But make something smart happen. I'm going to go down that road. And you heard me and Dr. B talking just a little while ago, and I kept saying, you know, do the Columbo thing. Let me just bring her on. You know, Dr. Bridget Nelson joins me. She does pretty much every week of some of the issues of the day that you're dealing with, your kids are dealing with. You know, Dr. B, I got to tell you, it's kind of like, don't get emotional over it. Get your information together. Have that conversation and help strengthen your kids. I mean, we were doing a story in the last hour about the young progressive girls that are becoming Muslims. Really?
Right? The fads. It's just this fad mentality. Everybody needs to jump on board. I think part of why I just never, ever have really gotten on board with fads is because I was so dirt poor growing up that I couldn't have Jordache and Vans. I had to have off-brand, and I was very happy with it, the fact that I had shoes and jeans. So I just wasn't into it, and now I just see how ludicrous it is. And I'm not saying send your kids, you know, to school in paper sacks. I'm not saying that. But honestly, in my heart, all of it is idol worship. And we've got to realize what it is. We've got to call it out. We need to understand the psychology of it, that we were made to worship. We were made to follow certain ideals in a good way. We were made to want to do good. Yes, we are all born with this sin nature, this nature, but that doesn't mean that's 100% of who we are. We are also 99% made in God's image, right? We've got that 1% of junk. And I think people have just lost focus. And I like, what you just said. We can't get emotional about it.
It's all yours. Finish off the segment. I got water dripping. Keep going.
Okay, got it. So it all comes down to idol worship. Who, what ideal, what thought, what are we worshiping? What are we idolizing? And just everybody needs to write that down. What are the top three most important things in your life? And be honest about it and pray through it. And if you're not a Christian, then be bold and honest about it as well. Is it automobiles? Is it sports? Is it women? Is it men? Is it a movement? And it's not, I'm not saying don't be involved with those things. It's great to have hobbies. But when emotion gets into it to the point where it is causing you issues, when it's getting in the way of your everyday life, when it's causing you to question and and not go with what you are morally and your foundation, that's when it's a problem. I think the biggest issue, and I get asked this all the time, you know, Dr. V, what do you think the biggest issue is with human beings, with humankind, with what's wrong with this world and why we have gone awry? And I honestly, I still to this day, every time my answer is pride. And you can see it. You can see it in groups like BLM. You can see it in groups like Antifa. You see it in the whole alphabet movement. They lead with it. Pride. Pride, pride, pride. Trans pride. LGBT pride. Black pride. White pride. None of it is okay. And that is really the downfall of all of us. It's all over the Bible. It is, you know, one of the deadliest sins that's listed. And being proud. And it doesn't, I'm not, again, I get these emails and these messages. Can I be proud of my child? Because he did well, you know, in football. Or she did well at a speech or a dance competition. It has nothing to do with that. It is getting so enveloped in your pride, and making that your cross to bear. Like, that is the thing that you idolize. That's where it becomes an issue. And everybody wants to belong. And now you see this from the Me Too movement to the, you know, I'm going to be a Palestinian woman movement. I don't get it. It's just a stupid woke fad. But these fads are getting more dangerous and more dangerous and more dangerous. And that's the problem.
It comes from the ignorance. It comes from how much our education system has failed our kids. I'm sorry. When I see these kids saying things, making decisions, I joke about it. They sound like AOC. They sound like they actually have a clue, and they don't. They should say, "I don't know. I've never really heard that or been involved in that." But they don't. They really believe that if it feels that was the one thing I got out of that meeting that night too, is if the kids feel a certain way, then they're right. They know what's best for them, and the parents need to do that. I'm thinking, my God, you're supposed to be a parent. Aren't you?
You have to be. And yes, and kids are going to feel a certain way. That's what they do. We never have to teach kids to be bad. We don't have to teach kids to be disrespectful. We don't have to teach kids to be, you know, just mean. We're all born with that nature. Kids are just mean like that. We have to teach them how to be respectful and how to be kind.
All right, so we're going to go for a break. When I come back, I do want to hit on one other thing here, which is in Oregon, right? They have legalized opioids. They've legalized all kinds of drugs, and the teen death rate has skyrocketed. Be back in a little bit, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen. listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was going to
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you here with us. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Let me bring her back. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She does pretty much every week. We try to deal with the issues of the day and some of the crazy stuff that you're hearing out there. And Dr. B, always a pleasure to have you here.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm sure we're pissing some demons off, so that's always a pleasure.
Hey, I don't... Whatever.
Exactly.
I don't really care. They were growling at me last week. We're fine. I told you I want to talk about this opioid crisis now in Oregon. And this seems to be these liberal states, these progressive, quote-unquote, liberal states that really believe that if you make drugs legal, if you make them easier to get to, then it's not going to have that big of an effect, and you'll be able to keep an eye on it, and yada, yada, yada. Well, that's not the case at all. In Oregon, they've had an opiate crisis since they started this thing. They've had an increase over 13% after the drug was decriminalized. And,
and
now the people who approved it now want to turn it around. But go ahead.
Yeah, well, and a 34% raise in overdose.
Right.
34%. That is significant. That is significant, people. That is a third of the pop. It's always, to me, it goes way back to, oh, condoms in school, at least they'll, no, that psychology, those statistics never work. You know, the whole have a condom vending machine in the high school bathrooms. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. It does not, has never proven to reduce the birth rate, the pregnancy rate, the STD rate. None of it. It hasn't done any of that. To me, it's the same thing with legalizing drugs. And I know I have a lot of, middle-of-the-road independents, libertarians that disagree, and that's fine. We can agree to disagree. However, who has the doctorate in psychology and has been involved in this arena for over 30 years? Me. And I see the damage that it does. And I see that when you offer unhealthy, psychologically and emotionally unhealthy things, substances, and solutions to people, it doesn't end well ever. It just doesn't. So legalizing it, the people that need it, I'm okay with prescriptions. There are pure forms of THC that can be injected, that can be used medicinally. That's between you and your doctor. And if it's for pain management and you have cancer and you don't have much hope, I'm going to leave that alone. But I don't think just free-willing it out to society. And, I just read a statement from somebody who wrote that's nice that we're decriminalizing drugs, but it's not near enough. We actually need to purify the drugs, make it just so pure and available to anybody that will help. Really? So you've got somebody with a genetic predisposition, we've talked about this, to being an addict, and purifying it is going to somehow help them. Give them a loaded gun, because at least that's going to be a faster way for them to die. Sorry. It's the dumbest argument. I just see what addiction can do and what drugs can do to families and to people. And I could list, 300 people that I could have on the radio right now that would, advise against it.
The ones that make me crazy from a school board standpoint, I've heard them say it, which is, they're sitting there and you're talking with them and they'll tell you, well, you know what? I smoked dope. It didn't bother me. It didn't hurt me. She'll grow out of it. He'll grow out of it. It's not a big, stop. It's not the same stuff.
It isn't the same stuff, number one, and we're not all equal. I'm proud to say I've never done a drug in my life, and that is because we have an addictive gene in our family. We've got alcoholism, from grandfathers to uncles to things like that. And I know in my heart that if I tried anything like that, number one, I don't care to. But why risk it? Why I have a 60% chance, of being addicted, and so I've just stayed away from it. But then there are people who've tried it and like, oh, it was fine, So it's great. You don't have the addictive gene. They were able to try it and move on, right, after college. Then you've got your third group of people that were, or the third group, the third point I want to make is you're correct. In the 60s, I've talked about this, and people are like, that can't be. I get emails after the show when I talk about this. That can't be, Dr. B. Okay, why would I lie that the THC content in the 60s was 3%, and those people got wound That affected them. They were out of their minds. 3%. Your children's dabbing and wax and vaping is 90+% THC. 90+. And not only that, we are now finding the things that are given to them are now highly, the high probability that they're laced with fentanyl on top of it.
Oh, yeah.
So this is not your 60s drug anymore at all. And I know I get really passionate about it, but I've seen kids OD, I've seen kids die, and the parents are just clueless. And it doesn't matter if you live in Beverly Hills or you live in the ghetto. Drugs are drugs these days, and the risk of them being laced is so high. But come on, 3% THC to 90, that's...
I'm with you. I sit there and scratch my head and go... This is where the parents need to do their research. You can't just fall back on the and say, well, I did it, we did it, and this did it, and it didn't hurt us. We were fine after, you know, I mean, we had our moments, but we were fine. It goes, all right, so you willing to take that chance? Are you really willing to take that? I have too many kids that I know through the school and other places, you know. They ordered one pill. They thought they were getting from Snapchat, and they were dead the next morning. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, Snapchat. People are getting drugs. And I had a parent ask me, like, how I don't understand the Snapchat. What? It's digital. How are they getting the drugs through the phone? And I'm like, you did not just say that out loud. So what they are doing, and I'll say it again, is you take your kids shopping with you, right? You take them to Target and Walmart. You take them to McDonald's, the drive-thru. You take them to the department stores. Have they ever said, hey, I'm going to go look on aisle 18. I'm going to run to the restroom. Hey, I'll meet you. I'm going to run and get Cheetos. That is when they're doing it. They share their location in less than 5 seconds. They have people, especially at the big box stores, that are available and ready. Right. They do a quick hand slap. Right.
I got it. You'll have to finish the other side of the break.
I'll tell you how they do it.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The White House reports progress in efforts to secure the release of hostages held by Hamas in Gaza.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said that while some strides have been made, additional work is required to facilitate a deal.
We believe we're closer than we've ever been, so we're hopeful. But there's still work to be done, and nothing is done until it's all done, so we're going to keep working on this.
A survey conducted by Harvard's Center for American Political Studies, HarrisX, and the Harris Poll reveals that 3 out of 5 Americans believe President Biden was aware of his son Hunter's business dealings. The majority of respondents also indicated that they think the president assisted his son's business. The majority of Americans are aiming to steer clear of political discussions at the Thanksgiving dinner table. Some analysts suggest that a healthy dose of Zip It would be good for the menu. Dave Collins, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855. 732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me, but even more fun when Dr. B joins us. Dr. Bridget Melson joins us every week. Kind of give us some insight as to what's going on, help you get through some of the garbage that's happening. Let me see. Thanksgiving is this week, and there's going to be a lot of conversation at the table, and it ain't going to be about how great the turkey is all the time, right?
It's my favorite, right? For you and me, this is prime time.
Oh, for me? Oh, it's you can't pay for this kind of entertainment.
It's the best. I mean, talking religion and politics, like, gets my dopamine just, like, flowing. And I don't care if it's a funeral or a wedding or a holiday. I mean, I look at it as a part of my ministry. I need to know where you stand so I know how to pray for you. And I mean that in the best of ways. So that's, and everybody knows. I literally, you know, just told you that a couple weeks ago. You know, I was at a funeral in Southern California, and, you know, we were talking and we're good, and it was in a church, quote unquote. But, and I just brought up, hey, so, you know, who'd you vote for last election? And the looks, you know, I get, like, we're at a funeral. I'm like, and? He doesn't know. He's dead. I know. I don't mean to be disrespectful. But, yes, I even – that's funny that you got asked and someone just said, can you talk politics and, you know, and at the holiday table, at the Thanksgiving table? I'm like, okay. Yes, of course you can. And I think it could be incredible a way, especially for Christians and conservatives, to engage and to just mirror what respect is, and because they need it. You know, the left needs to learn how to be respectful and loving. The reason why they call all of us haters, it's a total psychological move. It's their own projection. They hate that we are consistent, that we are principled, and that we have a consistent foundation. They hate that. They hate even more when they can't rile you up. And it's really the God in you they hate, and that is what you need to understand. That will help you, right? This will help people stop taking it so personally. So, it's interesting, you know, I see these, you know, these messages I just got. For as long as I can remember, political conversation at the dinner table was avoided like the plague. Well, times have changed, honestly. Because we're in such a train wreck as a country, I think it's prime time to bring it up. Because we can, you know, make converts out of people, and we really need to do that. I think the best way overall is to ask questions. How do you see the political climate? Well, it's awesome. Everything's great. Loving Joe Biden. Great. What do you love about it? What's the most favorite of his policies? Ask these questions. Because, you know, they're going to sound like Joe Biden when they try to answer you. You know, the one that he passed. No, I don't. I don't know anything good he's done. So if you can clue me in, I would love that. You know, and I don't think that's too passive aggressive. I'm all about being respectful. I really am. I don't think you need to get mean at all. I think body language and tone are two of the most powerful tools of communication. So you need to chill and not match their tone, because then you can have complete power and they will match your tone. it's lovely just being, you know, like, oh. I mean, you can literally tell them that Joe Biden is a masochist jerk and da, da, da. And just keep your tone good and they don't know what to do about it. But make eye contact, look them straight in the eyes. I'll give you guys a little, like, cheater hint tool here. If you want people, it's total truth serum. You want your kids, you want people around you to speak the truth. Look them straight in the eye. Try not to blink. Literally. And don't talk when they look away. When they look back at you, continue talking. But people have a very difficult time lying when they're looking you straight in the eye, unless they're psychopaths. So that's a little trick. Look them straight in the eye and ask them the questions. Ask your kids the same way. Get real close and say, did you da-da-da-da-da-da? Oh, it's really hard for people to lie when you look them straight in the eye. Isn't that a fun little, that's a little parenting.
Yeah, I think it's always a way to handle stuff. You know, I do it at the school board level. I don't stare uncomfortably at people, but I do look at people. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, it's very respectful to, you know, use your body language where you're right, staring right at them, and you're engaged. Yeah, they don't know what to do. They will stumble on their word with, you know, on their words. I also really reaffirm your respect. And people ask me that a lot. Dr. B, what does that mean, reaffirm your respect? You know, let them know. Say, hey, I know this is a difficult conversation. I really appreciate how respectful you're being. Do that once in a while in the conversation, because people don't know what to do with that. Because then later it's like, oh, did she talk politics, you know, last night? Like, yeah. How'd that go? Well, she was really actually nice about it. She asked me a lot of questions. What? No. Yeah. And she kept saying how respectful I was. You know what I mean? They have nothing to complain about if you're like that. Focus on specific issues. Say, hey, so, you know, what do you think about the fact that they reestablished, abortion laws in the last election in three states, you know, in Kentucky or whatever. Oh, they did? What? Yeah, no, how do you feel about that? Well, ask some questions. I keep saying that, and I think that's my biggest thing. If people hear nothing else, ask questions. That is really the best way to persuade people. I know that sounds really weird, but get everything out of them, and then you understand how they're thinking, what inspires them, you know, where their frame of mind is. And it also helps you do this next thing, find points of agreement. If you find points of agreement, then the other person completely will be engaged with what you're saying. You can do subtle head nodding, and affirmative, like, I hear you. You don't have to say, I totally agree. I hear you, right? Occasionally you can say, I agree, but then just explain what part. Yeah, I don't think we see eye to eye on this part, but we do both have an appreciation and a passion for life. So at what age does that begin? You know what I mean? You can just kind of get them to kind of de-escalate during a debate. So, yeah, those are my main things. I'm all for it. I'm trying to think of everybody we invited to our Thanksgiving dinner, and they're all passionate conservatives. But they, you know, different cultures and things. So
well, that's no fun.
I know, but it is. It is so fun because it really emboldens us, and it gives us everything we need to go do another year of a conversation with liberals. We all empower each other. I
find it interesting how they've made, for all intents and purposes, they've made us afraid to say anything, to speak up. You know what I'm saying?
Why is that?
I don't. Are we afraid that they're not going to come back again? I mean, heck.
And that's the thing. That's why I said really ask questions and be respectful and affirm. You know, then they've completely shown all their cards. You have respectfully disagreed with everything they said, and they want you back for Christmas. That's kind of got to be your goal. And I think that has always been my goal in life. And, you know, when I've spoken at events where it is a mixed, you know, audience, I've spoken at a lot of educational, you know, forums where I know that probably 80% of them are more liberal, but I still call out and challenge the educators to focus on teaching. Focus on teaching the curriculum, math, you know, or the science or the history, and to leave the social issues out without calling out specific social issues and just explaining psychologically what that does to kids and how it distracts them. And I get a lot of, like, I didn't agree, but can you come back next year? You know what I mean? So it's kind of why I feel like you do. Like, they want you, but they hate you, but they love you, but they either you're interesting because you get people to show up at the school board meetings, but then they destroy you in social media.
Well, you know, I see it as you get the people who normally wouldn't show up, wouldn't come, whatever. You get other people that really see what's out there because they don't believe this stuff exists until they actually see it. Hey, question for you. Do you warn both people to be on their best behavior ahead of time? And we got to go for a commercial. Think about that one. Be back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Jones Team.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Your host, always a pleasure. 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's the way it works. Dr. Bridget Belson joins me. She does it every week. Always appreciate her time with me. We're coming up on the holidays, and you guys have got some interesting questions and thoughts. Although, Dr. B, like I said, in my family, you know, we were loud, and there was always somebody stirring the pot. So politics, religion, dating, all that stuff was on the table. And loudly. So,
yes.
But somebody asked, go ahead.
No, go ahead. What was the question?
Somebody asked before the break that, do you warn, it says both people to be on their best behavior ahead of time. In other words, if you got people that you know aren't going to get along or they're nasty to begin with, do you call them ahead of time and say, look, you start any of your crap, you're out the door. I'm just
saying. Oh, my goodness. You know, here's what I have two things to say to that. First of all, a leopard doesn't change its spots, an alligator, every time you stick your hand in the cage, it's not going to stop biting you. So at this point in your life, if you've got that one aunt or that one cousin that you know after two beers is going to mouth off, don't invite them. I am so sorry. Or don't have alcohol. Okay? That's on you at that point. Right? They're not going to listen. They're not going to listen to any of it. Now, maybe it's the one aunt or the one cousin that everybody just, like, they know about it. Fine. It's going to happen. It's just a part of the, you know, the entertainment. But we all know that person. And across the board in your life, you know, I have had clients that come to me. Well, they just, every time I go out with her, you know, she just gossips that the next day. Okay, let's back it up. Every time you have them, they go, why are you entertaining them then? So that's on you, right? If you are that stupid that you don't understand that people don't change their spots, then and you invite them, and it's always a hot mess, and Aunt Edith always has to leave early because she has a conniption fit over your cousin that drinks too much, then that's on you, okay? That's just your family dynamics. So that's number one. Number two, if you've got some people that you really want, you know, and you know that they're opposite sides of the spectrum or not the same belief system, we like to entertain. I have huge parties, and I invite people that are on all sides of the fence, you know, as far as religious views, as far as political views. But everybody I invite, they're respectful. I don't hang out with disrespectful people. I will be glad to have lunch one-on-one with them and share maybe some pie and coffee. But that you just have to really be discerning on who you invite. If you just feel obligated, okay, this is the third point, even though I said there were only two. If you truly feel obligated to invite Aunt Sue's, you know, little son Billy and, you know, and daughter-in-law, whatever, and that's just what you have to do, then honestly, a simple text or something on the invitation, the email, whatever, that says, hey, you know, my parties are a lot of fun. I am open to religion and politics discussions, but we will keep it respectful and we'll be happy to end it early if it gets out of hand. And in this particular, you know, event, we're not having alcohol. We're going to have just our own fun. We're going to have games. And just keep it respectful, please, out of respect for us and my house and my family. I think that's a great, you know, thing to write. So I think those are, right, those are all options. Either don't invite because you already know. Do so and just expect the worst is going to happen and then be willing to just end it. Or number three, send a real quick email or text out. It's a group text so everybody sees it. Please keep it respectful. I have no problem with all conversations, but there will be respect in my house. Right? Isn't that about cover it?
Yes. I'm laughing because I'd be sitting there watching the food go back and forth and go, okay, there's two doors and seven windows. Pick one. We're done.
So. I know. But I feel like you wouldn't invite them. I do. I feel like I just don't. I don't know.
Oh, here's a good one. It has nothing to do with religion or politics. What, do you invite people over whose kids are usually unruly and really don't respect your home?
You know, so that's why I have a trampoline, because I'm like, you need to go outside and jump on a trampoline. For them, you know, because we've had that, actually. We've had some kids that were a little bit like, whoosh. And some of the parents respected it and some did not. And I, you know, if they don't and the parents don't respect it, I talk to the children and I shut doors and lock them and say, you may not go in here. And I tell the parent, look, you need to hold your child's hand. But yeah, I mean, it depends on it. Are they destructive? Are they, you know, disobedient? But again, send out a little text reminder that, you know, we've got decorations, we've got some family heirlooms, and I'm, you know, it's unfortunate I have to say this, you don't have to call anybody out, but you need to manage your children, or please respectfully leave them at home, and we will have a different event during the day.
I like that one better. Leave them at home.
Yeah. Well, and this is the thing. I'll tell you, you know, you laugh, and I get that, but at my New Year's Eve party, and we're having the third annual Nelson New Year's Eve party, we get, you know, 45 to 60 people that come, and it's a blast. And I say it's 14 plus, right? Not because we get out of control, but there's drinking. I do not, we're a dry house. My husband and I just choose not to drink. No problem. We just choose not to, as examples for our kids. And I don't judge anybody who does drink. And I tell people, you can bring your own. You know, I would think,
I would never make fun of a wino, but go ahead.
No, if people bring their own, and I'm good with that, I'm like, we're not going to provide alcohol, but bring your own. And we have people that literally have little coolers and bring.
Sure. And she's gone. She hung up on us by accident. Those are always fun. Oh, yeah, it's all right. You know what? It's the top, pretty close to the top of the hour anyhow, and if she calls back in, great. I bet you her phone died, right? But listen, seriously, we'll talk more about this tomorrow. I always invite people over, and I handle it a little differently. I kind of feel sometimes if they don't get it off their chest, if they don't get it out, then that could be a problem. You know what I'm saying? But anyhow, 855-REAL-CHILL, 855-732-5563. You there?
Yes, you hung up on me.
No, you hung up on me. I was just making fun of you. You missed it. Couldn't take me anymore. I'm sitting here minding my own business. Anyway.
Kids and, you know, and all of that, feel free to be honest and say, you know, 15 are up and they're going to be up in the game room, or, you know, they're going to be on the patio playing cards, because, you know, while I keep it respectful because I am a Christian, we've got, you know, we have white elephant gifts that people bring that might not be appropriate. And I just think parents and adults need to have a night of partying where it's just fun, right?
Yeah.
People know there's no drugs allowed or anything, you know, foul language, but just to talk about their kids behind their back, you know, they just need to be able to do that. Talk about teachers, talk about politicians. So there's nothing wrong with having an adult-only party. And like we do is the kids go upstairs in the theater room and we order them pizza and you stay up there until your parent comes and gets you. And they know that they can pop down any moment. They're not going to hear anything that's earth-shattering, but keep your boundaries, but have some fun. It's the boundaries, for sure. And text it. Communicate to people. I don't like it when people have expectations and they don't make them clear to people. And I'm sorry that, you know, some parents are just dumb and they don't know how to control their kids and they don't but make it a blanket out there statement that this is predominantly a family adult party. Kids are welcome, but they need to respect, you know, our property. They need to respect, you know, their place. Make it known. Right? What does that mean?
Listen, I'm with you.
Communicate.
Communicate, yeah.
Communicate.
So communication. Look, I grew up in one of those houses. Well, we went to somebody else's house, or we were, you know, at a special event or what have you. They would, we'd have the kids' table, right? You knew what the rules were. You sat down. You didn't get up and play around and jump around while you were eating your food. You know, you sat at that table. You ate till you were done. I know there's parents out there that let their kid take a bite while they're chewing. They're jumping on couches and running all around the place. And, man, let me just say correction was fast when those things would happen, especially at somebody else's house. You know,
and Joe, I've been asked that question, you know, your kids are at the kids' table, that's great, and the other kids are, you know, messing around or whatever, or they're walking around. And I'm like, well, that's when I get real passive-aggressively loud, and I say to my kids, thank you so much for being respectful and staying at the table and being respectful and eating your food and making us look good, you know?
Yep.
And they just, and then the other kids all of a sudden, they're like, oh. And the parents are like, Johnny, come sit down. I have no problem with that. That's like right, me and you at the grocery store, right?
Yeah. I could tell you grocery store stories, but CPS would probably come to my house. But
we could do a whole segment.
You have a great Thanksgiving. And
thank you, too.
We will connect again, I'm sure.